The Biden administration announced last week that it will build up to 20 miles of new border wall near the southern tip of Texas in the Rio Grande Valley. The president has faced criticism for the move after promising on the campaign trail that he wouldn't add any additional walls at the Mexican border. On Thursday, he defended that decision, telling reporters he didn't have a choice.
I'll answer one question on the border wall. The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
Constructing these sections of walls also required the Biden administration to waive 26 environmental, public health, and cultural preservation laws because some of the wall would be built in the lower Rio Grande Valley National Wildlife Refuge. This comes just a few days after the Biden administration announced it would resume deporting some Venezuelan migrants with repatriation flights, also granting temporary legal status to many Venezuelan migrants already in the country. We're catching up on the latest decisions from the White House as Biden's immigration policy remains in the spotlight. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the Biden administration adding some sections of border wall? How do you think the White House should handle the country's immigration challenges right now? What questions do you have? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Geronimo Cortina is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science and director of faculty research initiatives at Population Health at the University of Houston, where he researches American and Latino politics and immigration. He co-hosts the video podcast Party Politics on Houston Public Media. Geronimo, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, why these particular locations on the border? What's the significance of the spots where it looks like these new sections of wall will go up?
Well, we're talking about Stark County in Texas, and it's, you know, the southern part of the state where it has been a place where we have seen an increasing activity of migrants trying to cross the border to the United States. And obviously, it's, you know, one of the places where building another piece of the wall could be, you know, from an engineering perspective or construction perspective, it's feasible to do so. So it's one of those places where they're looking at this particular place.
Now, President Biden had campaigned saying no more wall construction after the Trump administration. We just heard there him telling reporters this is congressional appropriation. He has to do this. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, like, if he wants to use the money for something else, that money needs to be a portion for something else. Unfortunately, this money is not a portion to be spent on something else. It's a portion and it's appropriated to be spent on building a wall. So on the one hand, the president could delay the construction of the border wall if he chooses to do so. As many times, the federal government does not necessarily spend the money that has been appropriated for several other purposes, regardless of, in this case, of the border wall. But in this case, the Biden administration has decided to do so, and it's going to be up to 20 miles in Stark County, as I mentioned before. You know, they're going to have 18-foot-high, 6-inch diameter bollards that is going to be embedded in this big, movable, concrete, buried style. And it's going to have all the goodies, right? It's going to include lighting, rods, detection technology, et cetera, et cetera. And the president has gotten a lot of pushback, even from members of his own party, saying that this is a 19th century or 18th century solution for a 21st century problem.
I know the border is very different from place to place. Do we have a sense for other places where some type of wall-like borders exist? Do they deter people crossing the border?
No, they do not. Border walls, we have seen, and empirical evidence suggests that do not work. And the fact of the matter is that they do not work because, as Representative Cuellar said, you know, this is an old-fashioned, very old-fashioned draconian measure to try to manage immigration. So I think that the first point here is that, you know, many other administrations the Trump administration, Obama administration, Biden administration, Bush administration, you name it, have attempted to control immigration. And control is one of those public policy issues that you do not control. You can manage immigration, right? But you can certainly not control it because it's very hard to impede the free movement of people, right, in other parts of the world, especially, you know, if you're walking from Nicaragua to the southern border of the United States, you know, it's very hard to control who's going to be moving from country to country. You have to have, for example, a lot of cooperation, in this case, from the Mexican government, that the Mexican government has cooperated with the Biden administration and also cooperated with the Trump administration in many facets of U.S. immigration policy. But once again, is not an approach in which you're trying to basically, have a rational way of approaching and managing migration flows, but trying to curtail and trying to control it, which in my opinion is not the wrong, it's the wrong way to approach this policy question.
Talking to Geronimo Cortina from the University of Houston, political scientist there, looking at the Biden administration announcement that they would move ahead with funding that exists to build sections of border wall on the border between Mexico and Texas. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Chris joins us now in Fairchild. Chris, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could perhaps comment on what you think the United States is, the federal government's capacity to process migrants, in particular through the court system, and process their applications for asylum. In my observation, it seems that the court system, particularly the judgeship, is seemingly lacking, and something that we really need to be working on. I wonder if you could comment on that.
Chris, thanks for the call. Geronimo, we've been hearing concerns for quite some time now that there is, as Chris says, a shortage of judges and other staff to process asylum applications and other things going on at the border. How big a problem is this?
It's a huge problem. And once again, that's part of the managing the migration flow system. So the immigration docket is completely overflown. It's the number of asylum applications that we have in our court system simply surpasses the number of immigration judges and the number of hearings that we can have. So this has two implications. And the first one is people that come to our country to seek asylum, right, in which, you know, we are a country of laws, and that country of laws allows for people to have this due process, given that these individuals may or may not have a legitimate claim. If they have a legitimate claim, then they have to go through the process of being vetted to see if the claim has merits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In this case, given that we don't have enough resources, immigration judges, number of hearings, so on and so forth, we are not, you know, abiding by our own rules and having people being processed by these facts. The other important implication is that if we had a system in which people can be processed, we can also deter the number of people that could be applying, right, for asylum. Asylum rules determine and are very strict in terms of who qualifies and who does not qualify for asylum in the United States. And simply not having that process very well cemented doesn't allow people to know if they do or not. And that creates, you know, perhaps certain incentives for people say, well, we can go and then we can just simply wait and see when this is going to happen. And in some cases is months, and in some cases can take years for people to be processed while being in a significant legal limbo in terms of their stay in the United States.
Chris, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Geronimo, another concern about these sections of wall, as I understand it, not just on the immigration issue, environmental concerns for the landscape, for the wildlife species there, and cultural heritage concerns. What kind of things are people worried about?
Well, I mean, is a lot of species that are in the Rio Grande Valley go back and forth between Mexico and the United States. So these are just species that have, you know, annual or temporary migration patterns, and they just go back and forward without any or without caring about if there is a wall or if there is not a wall or anything like that. So it is, it would have a significant impact on the ecosystem. It will also have an important impact on a very already fragile ecosystem that happens in the southern border. And lastly, it will have impacts in terms of cultural heritage and communities that share a binational and bicultural heritage between Mexico and the United States.
We're talking to Geronimo Cortina, political science professor at the University of Houston, about the Biden administration's approach to immigration policy and the construction of some portions of a border wall in Texas. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of the construction of another 20 or so miles of border wall, in this case on the Texas-Mexico border? What do you think of the Biden administration's current approaches to immigration? What questions do you have about who's coming to the southern border and why? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Geronimo Cortina, political science professor at the University of Houston who researches American and Latino politics and immigration. He's with us today for a look at the Biden administration decision to build about 20 miles of border walls on portions of the Mexican border in Texas and the broader approach to immigration from the White House. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Gary is with us in Milwaukee. Gary, hello.
Hello. Well, I have a question. Obviously, both President Biden and your guests say that the wall does not work. And I'm trying to develop an opinion on this myself. But I'm wondering, if somebody's trying to come across the border and they encounter this wall, which I'm assuming is an intimidating structure, at least high enough to be a real problem, how would they get across the border at that point if the wall doesn't work? Or would they simply go around the wall and find another way into the country?
Gary, thanks for the call. Geronimo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good question. And part of the answer is, well, I mean, if there is a will, there is going to be a way to, you know, just simply go over the wall. But also the wall in the southern border is not a continuous wall. So the wall is in terms of having, or it has very significant gaps. And those significant gaps just makes it that migrants just seek another entry point along the border, whether it's in Texas or Arizona or any other border state that would allow them to freely go back and forward. Obviously, we have thousands of miles that CBP is impossible simply to, you know, monitor and just look at it in terms of, you know, having, you know, significant presence, even new technology that has been deployed in terms of motion sensors. It takes, you know, a couple of minutes or in sometimes a lot of minutes for CBP officers to go to that point and check if the sensor was triggered, for example, by a animal just crossing the border like they normally do, or simply because it was triggered by people trying to enter the country without inspection. So it is very similar, like, for example, perhaps being in Wisconsin, you're more familiar with the Canadian border, is also very, very, very porous. And therefore, the border wall simply is not the most efficient solution, not only from a construction point of view, but also from a budgetary perspective, if we are actually devoting funds to something that we have seen in the past, since the 1990s, that the border wall has not been as successful to deter people entering the country without inspection.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call and the question. Marie joins us now in Kimberly. Marie, hi.
Hi there. My question is twofold. Number one, President Biden said that this is already appropriated by Congress and he cannot unappropriate it. So, and your guests agreed with that halfway. So my question is, how could, I mean, I understand it can be delayed and that would be great, but ultimately the money is already appropriated by Congress. How can it be appropriated to something else, if that makes sense?
Gotcha. Marie, thanks for the call. Geronimo, I think you had mentioned Congress, if it was going to be spent by something else, Congress would probably have to reappropriate it. But there is the thought that the Biden administration could have, I guess, slow walked it in the meantime.
That is correct. Congress has the control of the checkbook, and the federal government has the control of how they're going to spend that money that has been already appropriated by Congress. It's an act. It's a legal act by Congress, and Congress would have to reappropriate it for another different purpose. According to President Biden, he tried to do that, but, you know, Congress said, no, this is going to stay as it stays. So that's one issue. And the other issue is, as I said before, is, you know, Congress, the federal government has, you know, can delay one way or the other the construction of the border wall. They cannot use the funds for anything else than building these new section of the border wall, but they can certainly slow down. And of course, you have the political ramifications of building or not building this section of the border wall in light of the 2024 presidential election.
Thanks for that call, Marie. We're talking to Geronimo Cortina from the University of Houston, looking at the Biden administration's immigration policy, including plans to build a little bit more border wall between Texas and Mexico. Geronimo, I want to talk about where people are coming from when they arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border. For a long time, it might have been from Mexico itself, then places in Central America. Now it sounds like more and more people are coming from Venezuela, neighboring countries where they initially fled Venezuela from in some cases, crossing the extremely dangerous Darien Gap to make it as far as Mexico. What do we know about who's coming and why?
Well, I mean, and this is to the point, right, that migration needs to be managed. And when I refer to management, is you need to have countries of origin on board, and you need to have, you know, policies that is going to allow people to make a rational decision one way or the other. And I said this with air quotes, rational, in the sense of staying at their country of origin, where they might have, you know, some opportunities to move forward in terms of economic opportunities, in terms of sending their kids to school, in terms of security, so on and so forth. Unfortunately, the situation in Venezuela in particular is extremely dire, right? It's a country that before 2000 was the gem of democratic transitions in Latin America. After Hugo Chavez got control over the coup of Hugo Chavez, the country has been in significant decline. And that decline was exacerbated by the oil prices crisis that we have a couple of years ago. So basically, the country has no infrastructure, no GDP, no economic growth, no industry, and people are just fleeing in masses. Why? Because just imagine the dire conditions that people have there, that they are willing, right, to make this very treacherous trip from Venezuela, cross all Central America, cross Mexico, and then arrive at the U.S. border to attempt to enter the country and to a certain extent ask for asylum or any other reprieve that the federal government could provide. So you're talking about women, you're talking about children, you're talking about complete and utter desperation of people willing to risk their lives to have a chance to enter the United States. So when we're thinking about management of migration, we need to find and we need to understand what are those push factors that are making people leave their countries of origin. In the 70s, in the 80s, it was Mexico. Mexican migration has basically come to a halt. And in some reports, we have seen that Mexican migration has declined significantly over the past years. But now we're seeing that other people from other countries are coming. So this creates an opportunity for the Biden administration and for Congress, right? Because we have to remind ourselves that the final word in terms of immigration policy lies with the U.S. Congress. It is the House and it is the Senate that can change immigration policy. The fact of the matter is that over the past years, we have been trying to have comprehensive immigration policy, and clearly that has not worked in any shape or form. So what we need now is to have at least some sort of piecemeal immigration reforms that would allow the system to be up to date and would allow people to have a chance. If they want to come, well, they can do so in an orderly manner.
And just our last minute or so, Geronimo, you know, we've had various kinds of border security structures since at least the Bill Clinton administration. It seems like since then President Trump made the case for a wall, I guess with a capital W, it's got this political symbolic importance that makes it hard to talk about border security. Has the symbolism of the wall overcome sort of the practical debate over border security?
Well, I think so. I totally think so. It was a very, I would say, smart political trick by former President Trump to get immigration into people's minds, right? But again, is from a policy perspective, we have seen. I mean, the evidence is there, the facts are there, that the wall does not work as a tool to manage or control immigration that comes to the United States.
Geronimo, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Geronimo Cortina is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Houston, where he researches American and Latino politics and immigration. He joins today for a look at the Biden administration's approach to immigration as the White House announced new border wall construction on selected parts of the Mexican border in Texas. You can follow reporting on that from our colleagues at NPR. You can do that on our own Wisconsin website, WPR.org, or stay on top of the latest news with the Wisconsin Public Radio app.